Pakistan's civil and military leadership on Thursday warned India that any attempt to stop or divert its share of water would be considered as an act of war as tension between the two nuclear-armed neighbors escalated into a full-blown crisis. A day after India's drastic move to suspend the 1960 Indus Water Treaty in response to the Pahalgam attack, which it blamed on Pakistan, the High-Powered National Security Committee, NSC, held an emergency session to take stock of the situation. Headed by Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif, the meeting was attended by three services chiefs, senior cabinet members, and other officials. The meeting was convened in response to India resorting to unprecedented measures, including holding water accord in abeyance, closing Wagha Atari border, expelling Pakistani military advisors, and threatening a potential kinetic action. The civil-military leadership deliberated the situation arising out of the Pahalgam attack and discussed the Indian knee-jerk reaction. The meeting also discussed the potential Indian misadventure and Pakistan's response. It was decided that Pakistan would not bow to the Indian pressure and respond in kind both through diplomatic and other means. A statement issued after the meeting outrightly rejected Indian allegations to Pakistan's involvement while expressing concerns at the loss of life. Expressing concern over the loss of tourists' lives, the committee reviewed the Indian measures announced on April 23, 2025, and termed them unilateral, unjust, politically motivated, extremely irresponsible, and devoid of legal merit, the statement read. Responding specifically to the Indian actions, Pakistan vehemently rejected the Indian announcement to hold the Indus Waters Treaty in abeyance. The treaty is a binding international agreement brokered by the World Bank and contains no provision for unilateral suspension. Water is a vital national interest of Pakistan, a lifeline for its 240 million people, and its availability will be safeguarded at all costs. Any attempt to stop or divert the flow of water belonging to Pakistan as per the Indus Waters Treaty and the usurpation of the rights of Lower Riparian will be considered as an act of war and responded with full force across the complete spectrum of national power, it cautioned. Noting the reckless and irresponsible behavior of India, which disregards international conventions, UN Security Council resolutions, and international obligations at will, Pakistan shall exercise the right to hold all bilateral agreements with India, including but not limited to Simla Agreement, in abeyance, till India desists from its manifested behavior of fomenting terrorism inside Pakistan, transnational killings, and non-adherence to international law and UN resolutions on Kashmir.